Where have I been? I've been on my flying saucer tour. Which means, like flying saucers, I too have been appearing in small southern towns in front of a handful of hillbillies lately. No one doubts my existence. Yeah, I've noticed a certain anti-intellectualism going around this country, man, ever since around 1980. Coincidentally enough. I was in Nashville, Tennessee last week, and after the show, I went to a Waffle House, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm eating, and I'm reading a book. I don't know anybody. I'm alone. I'm eating, and I'm reading a book. And this waitress comes over to me. What you reading for? I said, wow, I've never been asked that. Not what am I reading, but what am I reading for? Well, goddammit, you stumped me. I guess I read for a lot of reasons, but the main one is so I don't end up being a fucking waffle waitress. Yeah, that'd be real high on the list. Then this trucker in the next booth gets up, stands over me and goes, well, looks like we got ourselves a reader. What the fuck's going on? Like I walked into a Klan rally in a Boy George costume or something. Am I stepping out of some intellectual closet here? I read. There, I said it. I feel better. Some serious humanity, man. Serious pockets of humanity out there. Go to some of these truck stops, middle of nowhere, meet some serious folk, man. Order coffee, the guy behind the counter goes, you want the 32 ounce or the large? Shit, how big is that large? You gonna want poo, you call around back. I gonna start that pump. That sounds like a lot of fucking coffee, dude. I don't know if I want to be awake that long in Tennessee, you know? I just, on second thought. You ever see that sign? This is a great sign. The one that says speed limit enforced by aircraft. Wow. Man, you get pulled over by a plane. You're going to have a time talking your way out of that ticket, you know? You know how fast you were going, son? 70? You're going 300 miles an hour, buddy. What the hell are you doing? Sorry, sir, I had this large coffee back at that truck stop. I'm fucking flying. Huge coffee. I bought some dirt. I thought that'd slow me down, but no. Biggest motherfucking coffee I ever seen. He pumped it right up my nose. I'm just skin covering coffee right now. And some real nervous teeth. Staying asleep. Well, you know, in many parts of our troubled world, people are yelling revolution, revolution. In Tennessee, they're yelling evolution. We want our thumbs. Thing is, they see people with thumbs on TV all day. Boy, that's gotta drive them hog wild, huh? Trailers are shaking. I hate that place. They're nice people. They're just, what would you call them? Rural? Backwoods? Country? They're real nice, man. After the show, one of these guys came up to me, hey, you're great. You're cracking me up. I was about to spit. Sorry. He said, no, I love you. I'd like you to meet my wife and sister. And there was one girl standing there. Not a thumb between them. God damn it. What are the odds of that? Okay, the girl had a little nubbin growing out. But girls evolve quicker than guys. That's... How many non-smokers do we have here tonight? Non-smokers. What a bunch of whining maggots. Bunch of obnoxious, self-righteous slugs. Don't take that wrong. I'd quit smoking if I didn't think I'd become one of you, I swear to God. I'm willing to die 7 years before my time just so I'll be cool each last fucking day. The worst kind of non-smoker is the one where you're smoking and they just walk up to you. I always say, shit, you're lucky you don't smoke. It's a hell of a cough you got there. I smoke all day and don't cough like that. Maybe you were conceived with a weak sperm or something. Maybe your dad was jacking off and your mom sat on it at the last second. Did I overreact? I don't think I did I? I think that's kind of cruel. I'm smoking and you come up coughing at me? Jesus. You go up to crippled people dancing too, you fucks? Well, hey, Mr. Wheelchair, what's the problem? Come on, Ironside, raise you. You fucking sadist. I mean the nerve. I'll smoke, I'll cough, I'll get the tumors, I'll die. Deal? Thank you, America. Every cigarette pack has a different Surgeon General's warning on it. How cool. Mine say, warning, smoking may cause fetal injury or premature birth. Fuck it. I found my brand. Just don't get the ones that say lung cancer. You know, shop around. Hell, give me a carton of them low birth weights. What the fuck do I care? Why so down, Bill? Low birth weight. Yeah. Smoking way too many low birth weights. Tastes like steak and potatoes, doesn't it? Oh. Not drinking tonight? No. Why? You don't drink, neither do I. Good. Good for you. Boy, I tell you, they changed that drunk driving shit, man. The attitude is just too harsh for me. Way too harsh. You remember 10 years ago? Anybody 10 years ago? You got pulled over, cop came up to your car. Son, you been drinking? Yeah. Oh, sorry to bother you. Hope I didn't bring your buzz down any. Okay. Get on out of here and have some fun. Drink one for us. We'll be joining you right after duty. Okay, bye-bye. Back in the car, Tommy. It's a drunk guy behind the wheel of an automobile. That's all. You remember that? Now you are the murderer. Remember drunk, you go, why don't you go catch murderers? You are the fucking murderer. You know? And they're going to nail you, man. They got that field sobriety test. Guaranteed. They start off slow. I love it. Walk a straight line. Well, shit. I've been so drunk, I peed in my own pants. But at no time could I not. I could skip a fucking straight line, dude. Touch your nose. Well, dude, I could shoot Thorazine into my heart. Still find my fucking nose. I've never understood that one at all. That is just, are people out there who cannot find their nose? I don't, it's right there. Never will it move. I don't care how fucking drunk I am. I can have no arms and still find my fucking nose. But then the kicker, say the alphabet.
Backwards.
Well, shit, you got me. I'm not drunk, but I'm obviously too stupid to be driving, goddammit. Somebody can actually do this? What kind of sobriety test is this? They're making this shit up as they go. They're having fun with you. You're jumping through hoops for these guys, man. They're sitting there going, shit, do a flip. Come here, son, put your dick in our exhaust pipe. Do it right now. Shit, I never heard of this one. These are officers, they know what they're doing. God damn, that's hot. Shit, how long have they been chasing us?
Fun.
Man, they're just having fun with you. This has nothing to do with sobriety tests. You're auditioning for your freedom, you think. Woozy, why? I don't know the rest of it. They humiliate you for their own amusement, then they pop you. All right? So I say, fuck it. Walk a straight line. Touch your nose. Fuck that, I'm drunk. I might puke if I start moving around a lot. How about this, officer? How about you carry me to the back of your car? I think I'll start my 18-hour nap right now, buddy. You ever seen vomit go through that mesh screen between the front and back seat of their car? Oh, yeah. You're gonna rue the day you pulled me in, buddy. I've been eating bar olives for 3 days straight. I don't think it's gonna go with your crispy blues. Wouldn't that be great to be too drunk to bust? He just goes, screw it, let him go. Boy, he did a nice flip though, didn't he? Touching his nose the whole way around. Touch your nose. I don't. Every fucking time. Never will I miss my nose. Ah, man. You know, it was really humiliating. Driving and drinking. I was driving a Chevette. Boy, that's. Getting a DWI in a Chevette. God damn it. Not like if I hit anyone, it'd make a difference, you know? Be fair. Son, you're drunk, no doubt about it. But you're in a Chevette, buddy. Hell, go get him. Excuse me. Pardon me, sorry. It'd be like a big wheel hitting your shin, you know? They got mosquitoes bigger than these fucking cars. You know? It's a piece of shit car. Turn the air conditioner on a Chevette while you're driving. It's like hitting this car in the balls, man. Car just, oh. It goes down to 5 all of a sudden. I feel like the Flintstones in this thing. You push the lighter in, the battery light comes on. No wonder I'm fucking drunk. I hit a moth one time, did $400 damage in this piece of shit car. The moth was all right, he rolled with it. He took off, I'm waiting for a tow truck. What happened to your car, buddy? Shit, I hit a bug. You're lucky to be alive, son. Man in Tennessee hit a ladybug in one of them things. Sheared his head clean off. And his thumbs. Really sort of a freak accident. Oh, man. You're a good crowd. It's good to be back. A lot of partying here in Austin. A ton of partying. I don't do drugs. I want to thank management for offering. But I said no. And when I say no, it means how much and can I get some more? No, it means no. And I mean that, unless you're giving it away. No, it means no. And can I also get some loops to come down later? No, it means seriously, it means no. Is the bar open? Oh, okay, no, it means, let's see how I, no. I used to do drugs, I had no luck with drugs, man. One time me and 3 friends dropped acid, drove around in my dad's car. He has one of those talking cars. We're tripping and the car goes, the door is ajar. We pulled over and thought about that for 12 hours, man. Shit, how can a door be ajar? Oh, shit, why would they put a jar on a car? Oh, shit, the freeway's melting. Put it in the jar. This went on for hours. But if it's a jar... But what kind of car? I'm tired. Yeah. Got pulled over tripping once. Woo! There's a dream come true. I'll match that to any drunk story you got. Pulled over tripping. Jesus. Cop is tapping on this window. We're staring at him in this mirror over here. Shit. Ambush. Big one and a little one. Twins.
Oh, shit. Be cool.
Z. I don't do drugs. I got nothing against drugs. I got nothing against drugs. I think it's a personal choice. Just like alcohol, just like cigarettes. As long as that personal choice does not infringe upon the freedoms of another person's personal choice. Really, that's the end of the story. That's called logic. It'll help you. George Bush says, we are losing the war on drugs. Well, you know what that implies? There's a war going on, and people on drugs are winning it. Well, what does that tell you about drugs? Some smart, creative motherfuckers on that side. They're winning a war and they're fucked up. A lot of y'all don't even know you're fighting, do you? You're sitting there going, fuck, I'm watching Saturday Night Live. Are we winning? Look, I feel like my flank is covered. Honey, bring me a beer. Got a war to win. Fucking war is that? You know, the war on drugs is hypocrisy, man. That's why it's not going to work. It's fucking a lie. Alcohol and cigarettes kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined. So the war on drugs is really sort of a cocksuck, isn't it? You alcoholics are going, shit, we're next. If they're fighting drugs, we can be taken. Drug guys are creative motherfuckers. We're just obnoxious, man. We're fucking out there. Hey, here comes the fight. A lot of our heroes are big drug users. It's tough for us, right? And when you're really down and out, you can always think, hey, if drugs are so bad for us, how come Keith Richards still fucking walks? Let's hear the Surgeon General's report on Keith. A little hole in the theory there. Surgeon General says, drugs are bad, drugs are evil. Except for that guy. They work real well for him, but the rest of you. It's like that commercial, the guy with the skillet. This is your brain. Here's Keith's brain. Here's Keith's brain on drugs. Hey, that sounds pretty good. That's him on drugs? Well, shit. Get him some more. Let's see what else he pumps out. Here's Keith almost dead. Well, fuck it, let's kill him. Get some real hits. But I remember a time when music had soul, and music had conscience, and music had balls. Do you recall that at all, or am I romanticizing the past? Excuse me? For the whole people here.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does. Jimi Hendrix? Yeah. Any question about that guy? Stand by the mountain, chop it down with the edge of my hand. This guy had a dick. Like an anaconda head, swinging in the wind. Don't ever want to make you cry, never want to break your heart. Diet Coke, come on. We're the new rock stars. We're the ones that drink Diet Coke and shop in your malls. Woo! Make me fucking sick. I would love to have seen the Jimi Hendrix Debbie Gibson album. I bet he could shake her love right in half. Foxy. Bobby! Voodoo child, baby.
Mommy, I want to go back to the mall. I suck. Just get that guy with the big dick away.
Just cut her in two with a dick like a buzzsaw. Cut her into little mall cordwood, man. Save a pair of bloody panties for a Rick Astley to slip on. Boom. She's dead. He's a woman. Jimmy's still jamming. I'm a dreamer. I am available for children's parties, by the way. Those of you who have a young'un coming of age, don't want to go the traditional clown balloon animal route this year. Yeah, we got your clown, Tommy. Bell's a bozo. Everyone was so shocked about Elvis being dying of drugs. That was so sad, wasn't it? Why did it have to be Elvis? Why? Not Elvis. It could have been worse. He could have not been a heavy drug user, and instead been a heavy smoker, and still be alive today. Boy, dying was a good career move, man. He skyrocketed, wasn't it? What was he going to do, get more unpopular if he'd live? Would that have been sad? A real poor Elvis touring with Steppenwolf and shit? Wouldn't that have been gross?
Thank you. Brand new Chevette, honey. Thank you. You're a beautiful audience. Brand new Hugo, honey. Thank you. Brand new Gremlin, baby. Love you. Courtesy of the king. Thank you. And brand new Big Wheel, honey. I'm just about out of cash. Brand new talking toy coming at ya.
It could have been worse. I wish I was Elvis. I could be Elvis. Hendrix lived. Here's my favorite job in the world, though. You see this guy by every freeway in Austin. Hey. Mr. Surveyor.
Yeah, there he is.
What the hell is he surveying all day? You know what he surveys all day long? That dick with the stick. Who is this doofus? Does he get a check? The guy that holds the stick, does he pick up some cash? How do you advertise for that job? Are you willing to stand by the freeway in the sun and be called asshole by air-conditioned oncoming cars? Well, sure, I can do that. What a dick. I'd make him go in front of traffic all day, man. Luckily, it was a Chevette. Shit, I think I killed him. Much more than this, I did it my way. And
I am
I love what I do. I have the greatest job in the world. What do you do, sir? An engineer. Any particular train? Okay, thank you. You have to do the engineer joke. Any particular train? What do you do? Human resources. You mall malls? What do you mine malls? What do you do? What is that exactly? Dell Computer Corporation. Thank you. Sorry. We're about to get into demographics and marketing. Bill, we'd like to have you on our TV show, but our demographics show that our people that watch our show are really stupid and sensitive, and they can't really deal with somebody who's saying something that's beyond the mall perception of the world. So, Bill, we think you're really funny and creative, but our marketing shows that our audience is targeted towards people who watch George Michael and then go actually buy Diet Cokes because that little fairy princess is drinking it. So, Bill, you wouldn't really fit in the scheme of the world as we see it. Ooh, there's a raw oyster, man. One of them half-shell deals. Dude, I like the sunglasses in the nightclub. That's a neat touch. Mr. Cool Guy with the bloody shins over there.
No. Shit, I didn't see that fucking chair. Goddamn, my glasses make me look cool. Oh, Jesus. But I look cool, right? All right, I'm bleeding from several different bones here. But no, I got my sunglasses in a nightclub, so God knows I'm the coolest dude on earth.
Sunglasses off, it's nighttime. I gotta be cool. I gotta compensate for that fucking penny shirt, goddammit. Get a shot of that fucking shirt! I'm gonna leave you here with a brand new pacer, dude. Thank you. You're a beautiful audience. I won't thank each and every one of you. What are you doing?
Garbage man!
What a great job, Bob. Call it preventive medicine. See, I can't work, y'all. I can't work is why? Bosses. Aren't they something? Bosses. They're like gnats on a camping trip, aren't they? Get the fuck out of my face. It's just a job. It doesn't mean a thing, all right, dude? I smoked a joint this morning. You're lucky I showed, bud. My bed was like a womb. Well, they say childbirth is hard on a woman. I think it's harder on the kid, man. You just don't get to hear their side until they're 13. Then they're just pissed. They forgot one. Think about childbirth. Your first 9 months of life, rent-free, free food, constantly asleep. Ooh, that's gonna fucking last. Suddenly you're pushed into the light. Get a job. Pretty fucking traumatic. But I'm over it. Because I don't have to get a job. Bosses. You know what I always used to get from my boss? Hicks, how come you're not working? I go, there's nothing to do. And he go, well, you pretend like you're working, son. And I go, why don't you pretend I'm working? You get paid more than me, you fantasize. Shit, pretend I'm mopping. I'll pretend they're buying shit, we can close up. Hey, I'm the boss, now you're fired. How's that for a fantasy, sir? I'm on a roll. Pretend to work. Give me that. First of all, the very idea that anybody could be my boss, well, you see the conflict. Anybody here travel because of their job?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Where are you?
Right here.
I think people pay you to leave their fucking city, is that it? Some kind of schizophrenic ventriloquist bitch you are. Oh yeah, over here. Now I'm over here. One thing I hate about my job, I like it. I travel. Anybody here travel on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Elmer Dinkley back here, great. What do you do? It's Friday. We forgot. Till Monday.
Sales representative.
Sales representative. No idea what that is. I'm so... I'm an amusement engineer. Okay? Dude, fuck this noise. What are these fucking careers? I'm a rep of the marketing demographic scratch of the marketing of the rep. I foreclose on people, all right? Get out of my face. I'm a rep who belongs in the marketing section of the deal. Yeah, right, sure. I like this guy. I'm a garbage man. Simple and to the point. So you travel a lot. Do you stay in hotels?
Yes.
Can you help me with something?
Yes.
Does do not disturb mean knock immediately in Spanish? Or what the fuck's the problem here? Do not disturb. Fairly clear. Then again, I'm a reader. Put that sign on your door. Within 5 minutes, they're there. Housekeeping. That's not too disturbing, is it? Do you need fresh towels? Yeah, I'm gonna need to wipe up your blood if you keep knocking on that fucking door. That usually gets rid of them for a couple of minutes. They'll even walk in with a pass key. Have you ever had that? Your room, you're in it. Do not disturb on the fucking door. Housekeeping. Just strolls right. You're sitting there going, hey, hey, hey! I'm here to change the sheets. Come back in 5 minutes.